Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, where every week our crew of intrepid dipshits blather on about all manner of gaming topics, as if they actually have something useful to say. Really, it is just the worst when it comes to podcasts, but here's an idea. Turn it into a drinking game. Every time they say something stupid, take a drink. But seriously, don't do that. Your liver will thank you.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And today, we've got a topic that you came up with, actually, and I think it's going to be kind of interesting. Talking a little bit about console gaming.
Well, more specifically, at the time that I saw this, it was just a leak for the specs on the PS5. And they've gone ahead and just flat out said, you know, here we go. This is what we've got.
Yeah, that was really cool of Sony to do that. And we'll be talking about that in a minute. But I would like to touch on one thing first.
Sure.
A couple weeks ago, May is a big month. So when it's like 5 weeks that are recording five shows in a row, horrid, and I don't ever suggest that for anybody. It sucks. But instead of that, we split it up a month over a couple weekends to record the shows.
Right.
And so we recorded a show about retro gaming and how I thought we could talk about, you know, they've got those mini consoles, the NES right. Mini, that sort of thing. What if game companies actually put out their own mini console, essentially, with their games that could be from a variety of systems and sell that? And you had an idea that was similar. We basically talked about what we thought would work best. But we mentioned ideas about having them, you know, online, you know, go on the internet and download games that way, things like that. There was all kinds of ideas we tossed out there that would have been really great. And we had to toss that show out the window because the next day I found out that Capcom was basically doing pretty much what I suggested, only badly.
Yeah, well.
So Capcom is putting out this two-person console that is meant to cover basically like an arcade control. So you got the stick, you got various buttons, whatnot. So it's for arcade-type playing. And that's great. And it connects to your TV and all that. It comes with 16 games. It has internet capability so that you can connect to leaderboards and whatnot. And that's cool.
Right.
It's not perfect. I would have thought, you know, being able to buy extra games would have been awesome. 16 games seems kind of low. They're all arcade classics.
Well, they're missing an opportunity, in my opinion.
Sure. But just having the fact that they can get online, maybe they'll, in the future, add the ability to purchase more games or at least download more games because, well, first of all, the thing is shaped like the Capcom logo. So it's not going to be exactly comfortable to use. It's not a smooth edge. You don't have a good rest for your arm, hitting the buttons. It's awkward as fuck. But worse, this awkward as fuck, big-ass thing. By the way, trying to have it on your lap and play single-player when it says two stations, not going to work very easily unless you somehow use something to hold up the other end. I guess if you're going to play against somebody, you have to sit right next to them, too. Not exactly the most comfortable situation there, either. And they want $250 for this.
$250 for old games. You can't upgrade it.
No.
Where most people who, if they really wanted to, could go get themselves a Raspberry Pi-type game machine.
Uh-huh.
And pick up the ROMs for those, dirt cheap, and have the 15 games. And they can upgrade it, and they can add more games for much less than $250. So I don't see the appeal of Capcom's version.
What's worse, there's this, I don't remember the name of the company, but they make kits. You can put together your own arcade.
Uh-huh.
Machine, basically the casing of it, and they sell you can buy vinyl sidings and headers and whatnot, but the basic kit plus a Raspberry Pi or a small computer and a screen is going to come in about the same cost as the Capcom kit and be much easier to use, more functional. Oh, it's not sitting on your lap. I wouldn't want that big hunk of on my lap either. This at least is balanced. And you can have two people next to each other, but not sitting right next to each other. Oh, by the way, most of those games, there's only like one that's never been released. Most of the games you can get off of a recently released Capcom pack or like Classics pack for like download on like the your Xbox One.
Right.
You can buy it for PC. So they took an idea I'd been thinking of. I'm not saying they stole it or anything, but they perverted it into this something ugly, something wrong. Hey, we'll get in on that nostalgia project too. Yay, great idea. Go fuck yourselves. I don't see anybody buying that machine.
So it's basically the Pet Cemetery of consoles.
Oh yeah, probably. But that aside, I'm not bitter.
Oh no.
Let's talk some PlayStation. You're never bitter. Let's talk some PlayStation 5, shall we?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Now, personally, I love the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
I had the original, I had PlayStation 2. We didn't buy the 3 or 4 because, well...
Oh, I bought the 3.
Ken Knife and I didn't buy the 3 or 4, even though we liked the PlayStation, because we just don't play console games then. We bought a Wii, and we play on our computers, or we watch television. We just kind of moved away from consoles, but the PlayStation 5 actually looks like something I might actually jump in on.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it's more than a year away. We've got plenty of time to decide whether that's something we really, really want, but the specs on this thing are really, really good.
The thing I'm looking forward to is their backwards compatibility. Now, they're probably going to do the way Xbox did theirs, where you can pick up games that you through the PlayStation Store and play them on the Xbox 5. Now, the question is, if you already own it, are you going to be able to get that game free through the PlayStation Store?
That, I don't think, has been discussed. There was a Wired interview with Mark Cerny, who's the main architect of the system, right?
Right.
He was a lead system architect for the PlayStation 4. And he says the new PlayStation is partially based on PS4 architecture, so it will be backwards compatible. And they plan on releasing games both for the PS4 and PS5 simultaneously to kind of bridge a gap. And, moving people from 4 to 5, going to be kind of a gentle transition. But it sounds like, since it's going to be accepting physical discs, I don't know about their store, moving over your PS4 purchases, digital purchases, but it looks like your physical PS4 discs will at least be able to come over. So, there's that. The problem is what about the PS3 and 2, 1? Would accept those games.
Well, just a second here.
I don't think there's been real...
No, there is something Microsoft has put out.
Microsoft?
Well, it's using something from Microsoft. Just a second here.
Okay.
It's just going into the technical specs behind it. It's not actually giving any information as to what about.
I get the feeling that they don't want to commit to further backwards compatibility beyond the PS4, just in case it doesn't go there. I mean, they've got dev kits out. They could probably test, but there's a lot of PS3 and PS2, massive amounts of fun games out there. They want to test to see if every single one of them works, or do they want to go, hey, we guarantee it's going to be PS4 compatible. Do they want to go to the bother of worrying about the other ones? Could. Or, for now, just leave it alone. Don't worry about it. Let people speculate.
Well, and so far, going through the list, it looks like they are going to be using the Microsoft Store so they can buy games through the Microsoft or anyhow, they're going to be using it like going through the PlayStation Store to buy the games to play on the PlayStation 5. It doesn't look like they're going to be free if you already own the game.
You have to buy
it
again.
They're mentioning they don't want to burn their customers by doing this, but they basically said that it's a slippery slope towards a cash grab, and they don't want to go there if they don't have to. Yeah, right.
He's kept bringing up Microsoft. I'm like, what are we talking about here?
No, that's just it. That's what they keep pointing to. Microsoft is in charge of this, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No, I think that's probably a mistake because they're competitors, and the PlayStation Store is completely run by Sony.
I think what they're trying to get to, because I haven't read this. It's just, you know, it's Microsoft is offering that through the Xbox One.
So they're comparing it
it to Microsoft. That's what it is.
But they're not. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Anyway.
Yeah, it didn't make a whole lot of sense, but just ignore me.
Something else that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Apparently the PlayStation 5 will support 8K televisions.
Okay, is that a thing yet?
Yes. Technically, if you have $50,000 or so, eventually.
Yeah, if you have $50,000 or so, you're probably going to buy a PlayStation 5 to go with your 8K TV.
Eventually, there won't even be games to support that yet. But like when 4K TVs started coming out, most people were using regular TVs, or they were moving up to just moving into 720 and 1080 flat screens.
Mm-hmm.
And now 4Ks are pretty much the standard, and 8Ks are a few years away from being really moved up to the next step. And people are barely buying 4K Blu-rays. You really think they're going to move to 8K anytime soon as a standard? No. But the AMD chip that's in this thing, an 8-core, 7-nanometer Zen 2, is apparently going to be pretty awesome and will support up to 8K for those people who have money to burn. It's going to have ray tracing, which is pretty much new, even PC gaming.
Well, what ray tracing is, it displays how light reflects off of surfaces. So it makes the game, you know, stand out more.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool that they're future-proofing that into the system. Because that's just showing up on the newest AMD and Radeon and NVIDIA cards. I mean, they just started putting that out late last year, cards. So, and I'm not paying that kind of money for that video card just so the sunlight looks better coming on the screen, you know? Or beams of light look better. But it's cool. This is stuff that's ray tracing's usually used in movies, that sort of thing. So, that's cool. But my main thing is, I want to see, if I'm going to buy that such a thing, I'm going to buy this thing. I want to see 4K at 60 frames per second solid, not 4K at 30 frames per second, not 4K done through tricks like they're doing with the current PS4. It's nifty that they have that available, but no thank you. It's not real 4K. It's like upscaling. If you're going to do it. Support 4K really. But apparently that they haven't said specifically, at least not that I've seen, that it will be 4K 60 frames. But they seem to be implying it will be. Maybe your article says otherwise? I don't know.
Yeah, the article's all over the place. But they're talking about now that the PS5 is going to be, you know, equal to PC. No, it's effing not. Because every time they come out, oh, that's going to have all these teraflops of data, blah, 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 all these things. You can look at any of the mid-range PCs out there, and it has that or better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay, yeah, it'll be equal to a PC of mid-range quality.
Yeah. But that's okay. I mean, if they're equal to what most people have, they're roughly around there, that's fine. I'm okay with that. But this isn't coming out till late next year.
I know, and by which time PCs are going to blow them away again.
Yes. If this came out this November, I'd say, damn Skippy, I'm buying one. But it's not. It'll be a year after that. And that's fine. Okay, good. I'm okay with that because it's still going to support PlayStation VR.
Uh-huh.
We don't know if a new headset's going to be coming out or not, but even if it isn't, if it just supports the one that's there.
They do support the one that's there.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, it would be nice to have an upgraded version, something a little more powerful, but if it supports current and you can upgrade, that's awesome. What I like best is the solid-state drive that this thing's going to come with.
That's just something they had to do, because, I mean, that's a standard on even, you know, some of the low-grade computers. So if consoles are going to have a chance to even, you know, do anything against PCs, they're going to have to go solid-state everywhere.
Yep. And they did and I watched this video. It's kind of cool. They did a side-by-side comparison between the best PS4 Pro and the dev kit for the PS5. Both trying to load the exact same move.
Wasn't that like a Spider-Man game?
It was Spider-Man, yes.
Yeah.
On the PS4 Pro, it took 15 seconds. On the PlayStation 5, it was 0.8 seconds.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty spiffy. That'll do. So, just having that. I mean, I would love for it to come with an SSD with a backup, or at least the ability to put in a backup hard drive for mass storage. So you could move games in and out of the SSD if you needed to.
Mm-hmm.
But give us a way to have mass storage as well. Oh, I get you just connect up an external hard drive. That'd be cool too. Whatever works. But yeah, I mean, because, you know, SSDs are still more expensive and they're smaller than regular hard drives. That's my big concern, is how expensive is this running off an SSD going to make this console? Because let's be honest, if it comes in over $400, only the most hardcore players are going to buy it.
Well, this article saying that the price is $399.99.
Is that speculated or confirmed?
It's speculated.
Okay, because I mean, that's what most people would think. That's where it should be. But then the PS3, people thought it should be right in around that range, $350 to $400, and it turned out being $500 when it first came out. And people were like, no, we're not buying that. And that's why PS3 didn't do that well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also why the PS4 came out at a reasonable price and have stuck with that reasonable price, even if it's a loss initially for the company. Anyway.
Yeah, there's all kinds of factors. They're talking about how when the PS3 launched at $600, it flopped. The Xbox One launched at $500, and it didn't do well. So they had to drop Kinect and bring it under $400 before it would sell. So, yeah, they're probably going to have to keep it $400 or less.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like the $60 game. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that, you know, if you bought a game brand new in 2010, that was $60, or in 2005, that launched at $60. It's 2019. It's been over a decade, and the price for a standard release game is still $60. We all know it costs more than that, and it should cost more than that. It should be $75, $80 by now. They're not, because people won't buy games if they're more than $60. The price point has been set by the buying public.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing for consoles. The buying public will not purchase, as a general rule, casual buyer, who's who they want. They want everybody. They can't get majority of people to budge over $400 for a launch title or a launch console. Well, then that's where it's got to be. They did try the whole Pro thing with the PlayStation 4.
All right.
And the Xbox One X, which are more expensive. That's meant for the more dedicated, hardcore, elite console players. Yeah. How well did those sell? Sony talks about how the PlayStation 4 is such a great selling product. How well did your Pro do? Most of the ones that sold were standard PlayStation 4s. Mm-hmm. Sure, some people upgraded, not as many as you'd think. So this really needs to knock it out of the park. Now, according to the interview with Mark Cerny,
all right,
the price was not broached in the interview. But on Twitter, apparently, he later said, described the system's cost as, quote, appealing to gamers in light of its advanced feature set. Yeah.
Yeah, that still doesn't answer anything.
No, that's definitely some corporate speak right there. That could be read as, hey, it's appealing to gamers, so it's going to be a reasonable price. But it also could be saying appealing to gamers in light of its advanced feature set, saying you don't want to go above $4, but this is going to be $450. This is going to be $5 in light of its advanced feature set.
Well, and this Sony article that I'm looking at, they're asking the people who are commenting questions like, would you pay $2,000 for a PS5?
Yeah, no.
And another one is $1,000 for a PS5. I don't want to spend $1,000 on something that, for the most part, is just going to sit and collect dust.
Now, I was hard-pressed not to buy a PS4 because the wireless controllers. Wired controllers are a no-go for me. And now that we're into wireless controllers, that's something I might consider. Even if it were all digital, I'd be fine. Mm-hmm. I'd be okay with that. But I already have wireless controllers for my Raspberry Pi. I have wireless controllers I can use with my laptop. I can just plug it into the TV. I can play games. Have fun. Woo-woo. No interest.
My issue is, I really wanted to get a PS4. Problem is, most of their games just were not the kind of games I like. It was a bunch of sports games and first-person shooter games and just, eh.
Yeah, I was going to say the PS4 lineup strikes me as definitely going for the bro market.
There was nothing that of the game styles I like. Oh, yes. Okay, there was Diablo 3.
I play it on my computer. Mouse me and too. Keyboard better.
I know. And that's just it. Everything they had that was, you know, that was, I liked it at least a little bit, I could get on my PC, and I ended up getting on my PC. So I never bought one.
Yeah. Now, I am kind of interested to see what comes up around E3 and whatnot. If maybe there's going to be more information coming out, then I'm going to keep an eye on this machine. And actually, to be honest, on the new Xbox, it's going to be coming out. They've been talking about the Xbox One S all digital, which main reason people outside of the United States buy the Xbox One because it's got a really good Blu-ray player in it. In fact, in Japan, it's advertised as a Blu-ray player that also plays games. It doesn't sell well in Japan. So now they're going to offer you to sell you the S version, which isn't even the Xbox One X, which is the upgraded elite version of the Xbox One. No, yeah. This is the Xbox One S, which is the more casual friendly, the lower cost version. But
in other words, stripped down.
But now it doesn't even have a Blu-ray player.
Okay.
And they called it the S all digital, which if I've seen a lot of people going with full acronym for that, which would be get the Xbox One SAD. I think it's kind of fitting, but that might be how the future lines up. I mean, they said that the PlayStation 5 is going to have physical media. Didn't yes. say what version that was going to be, if it was Blu-ray.
It's still Blu-ray, but it's an upgraded version of Blu-ray is what it looks like, they're saying.
Well, that's nifty, and that'll help it sell outside of the United States. I mean, Sony always does well in Japan, but if they can get into other markets, that'd be even better. and having a good physical reader on it is probably going to sell better. But as internet expands, I wouldn't be surprised if there comes a version with this, you know, the PlayStation 5 that they have. Maybe they, remember they said price would be basically competitive in light of its advanced features. What if they sold that, and they also sold another one that was $100 less, but didn't have the Blu-ray player in it, that was just digital? Would that be something you'd buy?
Probably not.
Now see, as long as I could still get the same games and could still have like some sort of regular hard drive to store these games on, that I could either connect via USB 3 or whatever, as long as I could do that, not have to cram up the SSD with them, I'd be happy with that. Because I don't need the Blu-ray player. But then again, we live in the United States where, for the most part, you know, large variety, large sections other than the very rural areas, internet's not a problem.
Yeah.
So they'd be mostly selling that to people like us.
Mm-hmm.
That don't need that Blu-ray. But rest of the world, they still have to have that option out there. So yeah, that wouldn't be too bad. I don't know if there's something they're considering, but can you imagine if somebody goes out and buys the Xbox One SAD and then a little over a year later, out comes this PlayStation 5 and they drop a version all digital out that's the same price as the Xbox One SAD, but is significantly more powerful. That's kind of going to break Microsoft. Not the company, but it might drive them out of making hardware. I'm pretty sure this is a crucial time in the console marketing.
Yeah.
Microsoft is kind of on a knife's edge. They lost the last console war. In fact, as it's coming out, basically the Switch is selling so well that it's probably going to overtake the Xbox One in overall sales in a much shorter amount of time that it was out. It's not going to catch the PlayStation 4. But, I mean, you came in third to a mostly handheld device? That's not good. That's after the Xbox 360 kicked everybody's ass, wiped the floor with the PS3, and now, what, not even 10 years later, they're looking at, they're waiting to see what Sony does with the PlayStation 5 before they even decide whether they're going to announce a new version of the Xbox beyond the One X and One S. And also, Microsoft is helping. They're working with Nintendo now. It's possible they may move more into support of the Switch and upgraded later versions of the Switch and just let Nintendo fight against Sony. Who knows?
Who knows?
Anyway, we are once again over time. We do that.
On a regular basis.
Yeah, this is pre-edit, of course. After edits, I managed to magically get it down into time. I wonder how I do that.
By cutting out most of the garbage I put out?
Actually, most of the blank space. We tend to just not talk for several seconds at a time, and it adds up.
Understandable.
Yeah. Anyway, you have any other final thoughts?
Not really.
Okay. Oh, that's insightful.
What? It's the truth.
Anyway, so until next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
Eric, catchphrase ending.
Wow, you got this far. I'm impressed. Also, if you decided to play the drinking game, please get yourself to a hospital right away. No human should ever drink that much alcohol. If you actually enjoyed this travesty of a podcast, please drop by our website at scoreme.com, which could inspire a drinking game of its own.